Well, as I was saying earlier on, 2 weeks ago, we saw the public unrest, public violence that brought parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng to a standstill as rioters looted and trashed and torched businesses, malls, vehicles, trucks, schools and infrastructure. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has vowed to prosecute the perpetrators to the full might of the law, including inciters on social media. But what are the messages that could be seen as incitement of violence? And we discuss this now with senior associated at Werksmans attorneys, Zamatiane Matiane. Zamatiane, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Well, thanks, Zama. And you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So we're talking about this. I mean, this has been making news headlines because we've seen, I think, for the first time in South Africa, we can say that an entire, what can I call it? You know, it's hard having seen what happened, but the unrest that took place, the violence that took place, incited, they say, by social media. It was like we've seen the plans flying around, people talking about what was to be done, what wasn't to be done, who should be doing what. And many people didn't even know whether half of this was true because some of them thought it was just fake news and others actually follow through on what was coming through with these messages. So how, you know, is the incitement of public violence seen as a common law criminal offense, or is it much more serious than that?
Well, it actually stems from the Constitution. So the Constitution provides everyone with the right to freedom of expression. Mm-hmm. But in that same section, it also prohibits the incitement of violence. So it's completely unconstitutional. Now, what the common law has done is it's progressed this outlaw through various case law that's criminalized the incitement of violence. This has then been codified in the Righteous Act in Section 17, which has given us guidance as to what precisely can be classified as incitement of violence. And then in the Criminal Procedure Act is how our state attorney then prosecute anyone who is, in fact, who's been charged with incitement of violence. So it goes to the core of our rights as citizens of South Africa, where yes, you may express your freedom of your opinions, mm-hmm. but you can't do so in a manner that may incite any violence that may actually threaten anyone's life or anyone's right to trade or property.
Yes. All right. So looking at what happened 2 weeks ago, does it matter whether the person who sent the message, which was basically mostly on social media posts, and was it really, do you think, intended for the violence to be committed, or was it just people? How do we differentiate?
It doesn't actually matter what your intention is, uh-huh. When you are inciting violence. And this strays away from the normal principles of criminal law, because ordinarily when you commit a crime like murder, for example, uh-huh. your intention is very relevant as to whether or not you are prosecuted. But when it comes to something like the incitement of violence, they don't take into account whether or not it was in fact your intention for people who have heard your words or read what you wrote down on social media to actually have understood it as meaning that I want you guys to go loot a shop or mm-hmm. go and perpetrate violence on a certain sector of the yes. population. It doesn't matter what your mindset was when you sent that communication or wrote that post down. It's all that matters is what the reasonable person who read yes. that post, what that person understood from that message, which is a very dangerous line.
It is. I'm just thinking that while you're talking, because I could have said something in jest.
Exactly.
That someone else would have actually picked up as go out there and kill or maim or burn or loot, and that wasn't my intention at all.
Precisely. Mm. That's mm-hmm. why one has to take so much caution in what they write in on their social media or the voice notes that they send or the yes. tweets that they may retweet, because you may be in one particular mindset when you send it or tweet it or whatever it is you do.
Yes.
But you never know the type of mindset that the receiver of your social media post is going to be in.
Okay, so for there to be incitement of public violence, what does the Act require?
The Act requires that there has to be either conduct, you need to physically do something, or you need to speak something, or you need to publish something. And whatever that Act or spoken word or published, or the published words, that Act, from the eyes of a reasonable person, the consequence of those conduct acts or spoken words must lead them to believe that you intend there to cause violence. You intend for violence to be caused.
Okay. All right. So if you just forward a post as, you know, one that was sent to you on your own social media platforms, could you still be held criminally liable?
See, the problem with that is the Act uses the word publish.
Okay.
Publish is not defined, but if you look at the ordinary meaning of the word publish, publish can be defined as making something publicly available on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
So if by you just forwarding or retweeting something, you yourself, even though you haven't written it down, you are also making that post publicly available on the internet. So yes, you may not have written it down, but you are also sharing those views on a public platform.
And this would hold even if you were doing it, say for instance, as forwarding it as an FYI.
Yeah, because you've made it available on a public platform. So you can have other people who may not have seen it when the original post sent it out, but now they've seen it when you have sent it out. So now that the original person didn't incite the violence. They've seen it because you have made it accessible to them.
Okay. All right. So the reason I asked that was because sometimes, you know, in people get a WhatsApp message, and in their excitement, oh, look what's happening, and they would send it out not realizing that this is a situation that they could actually be putting themselves into. So just to be on the cautious side, be careful what you're posting out there is a message that we constantly keep saying. But many people don't seem to understand that. But I think putting it into the fact that you could be criminally liable even if you were just sharing something, it's no more okay to say sent as received.
Yeah, I think I always, because I get this question quite often, and I try to liken it with when the president was trying to stop the spread of fake news in relation to COVID, where it wasn't just the person who made the fake news that was in trouble. It was also every other person who was kept reposting the fake news. It's not just the person who's made it. Because if they make it and send it to one person, there isn't a problem then.
Okay,
It's the person who keeps, it's every single person who's in the chain that keeps sending it that creates the problem. So if it's the same in this instance, if the person who's incited the violence sends the post which incites the violence to 14 of his or her followers, and it ends there, there isn't really much of an impact. But it's all those 14 people who then send it to other people, who send it to other people, who send it to other people.
The ripple
effect. That's where the problem begins.
So when you receive something, a post, or you see a tweet that may be, you know, that does call for inciting violence, or you know, that could be calling for you to do something that's wrong against a person or against your country or against whatever, that, and you know that it is incorrect and it's wrong, it could be illegal, you do not forward it, but are you obliged to warn the police?
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm definitely not a criminal lawyer, so
yes.
You don't. You know, you can definitely seek criminal advice, there. But I wouldn't think that there's an obligation on each and every human, on every person who receives an incitement, a post inciting violence, to mm-hmm. do that. It is obviously your own election as to whether or not you want to do that. But I would also take into account the gravity of the post.
Yes.
If it is something that's threatening the lives of people,
mm-hmm.
or something that's not really as serious an offense, but play it by ear.
Yes. I suppose that would be the best advice, because you'd have to actually take it into the context of what's happening at that particular time as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what would your key advice then be for people to ensure that they stay out of legal trouble when it comes to these types of social media posts?
My key advice would be, if you do receive something that seems to be inciting violence, just delete it. just delete it. Mm-hmm. You aren't in any trouble just by the fact of you having received it. Because you haven't shared it, thus you haven't published it to the public. Delete it, because then you do not become a part of the problem. You do not become part of the problem in the sense that you aren't as well sharing the post, which may now start once again this whole incitement of violence, where people are once again angered by anything that may be contained in the post or that voice note that you have received. Delete it, and let's try and get back to some sort of normality.
Yeah, normality, absolutely. I think it's time we let bygones be bygones when it comes to this kind of thing, and rather work on peace and unity. Well, thank
exactly.
you so much. Thank you so much for your time, Zama. I really do appreciate it, and thank you for the advice.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.